You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to this new audio series that I'll be doing for the Wig Hackers podcast, The Dark Side of Wig Hacking, where I will be interviewing other wig hackers to help you break your fears of bringing your business to the next level. So this wig hacker that I am going to be introducing now has been there from day one. On the Clubhouse, we have bonded a lot through this educational journey that we've been going on, both myself learning and she is learning. So I would like to introduce you all to Kashana.
Hey, Danielle.
Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I know the title is a little grim, but that is just to get you really hooked in, because I want to talk about your side of wig hacking and really what is your biggest challenge that you have had from, I guess, before learning from me and learning my craziness compared to you now in what you do with your business. Like, what is the one like craziest thing that you've ever done?
So well, you know, Danielle, one of the craziest things I've ever done is, of course, ventilating in every single hole that there is on the lace. And of course, when I first started out, my idea was to make everything from scratch, ventilate every single thing from scratch. And I thought the idea was you ventilate in every hole and you make it as full as possible and stuff like that. But of course, getting to know you and your method, finding you, of course, thanks to being in Maqueda's class, I found you. And your way from that day, I was hooked on you. I call myself the official Danielle stalker because I wanted to learn your method. And I was intrigued on the way how you did things, because your way looked way faster than the way that I was doing it. And one of my concerns and one of the things that I wrestled with when I was working on this was, how in the world am I going to finish a piece if it takes me 10,000 years just to get one done? Like, how am I going to make money doing this? You know, so that has been one of my biggest struggles, on this journey of making wigs. I'm passionate about it, but learning your method was like a kind of a light bulb, I would say. And I always say, like, from the time I met you, it's just been gems upon gems upon gems. And it actually molded me into the wig maker that I am today, or wig designer that I am today. Taking all of the tips that you have given us as far as, you know, refronting a wig, working smarter, not harder. Because I'm still guilty of working a little harder. But I am getting out of that. Trust me, all the conversations, all the virtual beatings that you give us, they are paying off. So don't think that because we're not there yet. Trust me, everything that you're saying, it is, we are receiving it. And in time, everything you will see, it will definitely, you see it in action.
Okay.
Because I'm not ventilating every hole anymore. So let's start with that.
Hey, I'm going to take it and run with it. Thank you for all those great comments. That is not the point. Is I really want to, I want to go and I want to, how long have you been honing your craft in wig making. Like, when was the first time you started your journey with wigs?
I have to go back and look, but I want to say, I think it was in 2018, I believe, was the first time I got into ventilating. Of course, I've been messing with wigs from before because I'm a natural, I have natural hair, and I got tired and bored of that, colored it, did all that junk, just was tired of doing twist outs. I'm looking that same wig going to work. So that's how I even got into wearing wigs. And when, at that time, when I started looking into wigs, there were not these wigs that we have today, of course. You know, they were hard to find full frontal wigs or full lace wigs that look natural. So that's where my journey began, because I couldn't find something that that I felt looked natural.
Okay. So you had to create your own, right?
Right. So eventually I created my, well, looked for the information and knowledge so that I can be able to create my own. And that's where it started in 2018, I think, where I started ventilating. Learned that skill and fell in love with it.
Okay. So I know, because I know you, I think I can poke a little bit. Why do you put so much feeling into your pricing?
Yeah. So I'm going to chalk it up to two things. I'm a woman, so we are emotional creatures. And I am very emotional and have a lot of empathy for people. And I think about people so much that I take my own feelings and I guess I create that own perception of, hey, they won't be able to. So one of my big challenges is I've been working on this for this long, but when people ask me the price of my wigs, I tend to kind of go into a shell, or I tend to kind of talk around that pricing, because I'm not comfortable with telling people the price, not because I don't feel like it's worth it, but because people don't understand all the work that goes behind of it and that unique skill that it comes with. Because if you're seeing a bunch of side bang wigs on just being manufactured just like that, you're going to think that it doesn't take much for something that looks, that is custom made for you. So that is one of my challenges, is telling people the price of what it's worth. You know, that's my biggest chance. So I just don't sell the wigs, Daniel.
What are some things that we can do that can, because I'm hearing education, right? That's the one thing, that our clients are not educated in what it takes to build a wig. And you know, I know you know this, that wig making is not a spectator sport. We sit in our studios and we ventilate, or find our corner and we ventilate away. So how are we going to tell our clients what we actually are doing? Like, how can we do that?
And that's the one thing that I was lacking in. And I think you kind of brought it to the forefront for me, was share the process of what I'm doing. Because most of the time when I do share stuff on social media, is basically kind of like the end product or just a little piece, but not per se. Like, for example, like I'm reconstructing a whole wig right now, you know, and that it would be good for that client to kind of see that whole process of what it entails to kind of create that vision that she thinks is just, you know, putting a frontal on a wig that she had before, and then also just designing the hairline for her. So I think kind of showing the customers a process, a continuum, I think that would kind of speak for itself as far as the pricing. And that would make me a little bit more comfortable, because me just even filming the process of this, I'm like kind of beating up myself in the back of my head. Like, am I crazy or something? Like, I've been doing this and I've never really kind of like videotaped the process, so I can see like, hey, you know, I spend this amount of time doing this.
I mean, just watching you, when was it? I think we were FaceTiming yesterday, and I'm just watching the process of you take apart a wig. You took out almost every part of the wig, and I am going to throw some numbers out there. And you got a frontal from the client, totally fine. They supply their own hair. Awesome, wonderful. This frontal is like a bed sheet, mind you. And then She cuts off the old one. She's sewing down the other one. And I'm like, oh, cool. So you're almost done. Oh no. She's going to nair out two fingers of the hairline and a center part. 5 inches of a center part. Then she's going to ventilate that in. So I'm like, oh, wow, this must be a great project. This project, woo, this project is going to like cover her expenses for the month. And what did you tell me? How much are you charging her for this?
So I'm going to be charging her $500 for this process. And I'm going to explain to you guys why I came up with that idea. I know it's really below the threshold that I should be charging.
$100 for ventilation.
So I'm going to tell you what my theory was. And of course, I'm going to tell you guys why I thought about $500. This is an avid wig wearer who actually has a bunch of wigs that always want her wigs fixed and repaired. So, of course, let's go back to my emotional part of me thinking about that. Hey, you know, she's going to have all these wigs that I have to work on. Let me try to give her like a deal, a special deal for her because she's a consistent client. But at the same time, what I've actually been really doing, it's kind of been like really free to her because the amount of time that I take to on her work, I mean, I'm not getting paid for it basically. It's not even like a dollar an hour. It would be like me basically being in jail. I think that people in jail probably even get paid more than I'm getting paid basically for doing this work.
She said that, not me. Okay.
But yeah. And yeah. That's because, you know, it goes back to the beginning part of the customer not understanding all that it takes to get it to look like how it looks for her. You know, she just sees the final end product. So I will tell anyone out there, if you're scared about your pricing and telling people your pricing, just document and videotape it and put it out on your social media so that your customers or the people who are looking at your work can actually see all the work that it entails. So when you do tell them the price, they won't hit you up with either Casper or, I mean, it's okay if they hit you up with Casper. Or tell you, let me know when you're going to have a sale.
Right. Know, that's a whole different topic that I'm making notes as we do this, you know, Casper. So, but I want to go over like what you actually have put into your business. Okay. So about how much of, and I don't even have, I say education. I want to say education, but from when you started in 2018, the market for wig education is not very accessible. We'll just, you know, so that time to find these people to teach you, you know, about how much have you spent in your education?
I would say I spent about over 20,000 because again, I live in the Virgin Islands. So of course, anything that I had to attend, I had to travel off island and of course incur expenses. So I would say a roughly minimum 20,000 in all.
So, and that's just education. That's just getting if it's the book, if it's the course, if it's the video, whatever that is. And then from there, you have to go and learn the skill. So then about how much equipment did you buy in this journey now, in this, like, you know, wig blocks, the table, the light?
Yeah, I would say I spent a good 10, if it comes into all the supplies, wig blocks, wig stands. Yeah. I do have a Rolls Royce wig stand that, yeah.
So I have kind of invested.
It's a Rolls Royce.
Okay, how much hair do you have on hand?
Give or take, probably about 3,000, probably about that.
Okay.
Or less.
And then supply. So this is stuff that, like, when you make a wig, it is going to go away. So it's an expendable. So, you know, lace, all of that, like, just estimates.
So we'll say about 2,500 in supplies. Well,
yeah. You know, I don't know how to say that. So 20, 30, 31, like, okay. So basically 33,000 for just where you are to date on education, equipment, hair, supplies, yada, yada, yada. Now, how long have you seriously been honing your craft? Because I know you've been doing it for, you know, since 2018, but when you're like, no, I am going to do this.
To tell you the truth, Danielle, I'm a perfectionist. So I've been serious from the day that I started learning this skill, just because I wanted to learn this skill. So it wasn't like I just put up on it. I kind of did a research, found out what it was. And then I was determined. Even before I went to my first class, I was on YouTube looking and trying to learn how to do it before I got there, so that I could be able to maximize the time while I was at the course. So definitely, I would say from 2018, I have been trying like different projects for myself to see how long it takes me, see if this is something that I can do. It always goes back to the amount of time I take and the amount of money that I'm charging for that product. So that have always been my roadblock throughout my journey.
Okay. Oh my gosh. So, and your work is amazing. Let's just go over that first, you know. So I know this is more than just saying a number, because I know people do get ghosted. They get, you know, because they don't understand the true meaning of what we do. And with this experience that you have, $500 is not the place to start. All right, but you know this. You know, this is nothing new to you. I know you're coming on to this podcast because I want you to tell your story as to like your hangups, the dark side. Because yes, in my world, like when you listen to me talk and all the things and the numbers and all the things that I say, you know, I know people can get a little like, oh my gosh, that's amazing, and like, you know, I'm going to say you drink the Kool-Aid, and I want you to. My goal has kind of shifted now to, I want you to flourish and blossom and create your own business. So I want to get in your brain and see where you are and what your holdups are, because my holdups are not the same. Obviously mine are not that. But I do. I want you to like really like, because I've noticed it's always coming down to almost self-sabotage when you come down to that time with the client, you know, and I don't understand why, you know, because your work is exceptional, you know.
So, you know, sometimes I say too, is the challenge of, you know, you guys always talk about what your ideal customer is, and, you know, to envision that ideal customer. And some of the times, I think some of the people that see my work and inquire about it, they're not necessarily the person that I envision or ideal customer, because there might be people that like to see nice things, but they don't want to invest in nice things. Like there's a bootleg of everything out there, you know? So I think I sometimes attract the people who are more attracted to the bootleg versions of things instead of the authentic. And I mean that in the most humblest way, instead of the authentic version of things. So for me, I'm like, I won't have a bootleg of anything. I won't buy a bootleg if I can't afford the real thing, then I just won't have the real thing.
Right.
Or I just have something that has no name on it. So I think I get to those people that see that nice thing and they just want they like the bootleg version and don't want to invest in that price. So what I'm working on, and I think one of the things that is going to help me, is actually putting out what I'm actually doing instead of just showing the end product of what I do.
I think that will be very beneficial. Not just, and this is twofold, right? Not just for your client, but for you. You also had me rattling off in your ear, like, you're doing what? You're doing what? And you're doing what? And I know alone, if you are alone and you are getting this client who has said, oh, I need this, I need an extra bundle, I need this, put a new, and it's a list of services that they just kind of barfed at you, and then you get it and you're alone in your studio doing the thing, like, that's time. So one thing I do want you and other people to do is write down your service menu. Because I think we get, especially new people who are...
So, Danielle, let me get you the little secret about that. So I did have a service menu that I created, but I went against my own service menu. So yeah, I started challenging my own prices that I had at my service menu. So, but I'm going to do it over.
It's not even do over. It's just updating them to where you are at now. Because don't think you're doing it over. Like, our just life in general, it's a learning experience. Every step is a new learning thing. So each client that we're doing for less than value, it's either hurting our soul, each stitch we're putting in that wig, and how what they're stealing from us. And where you say we're never going to do it again until next month when they give us another one. So how are you going to, I want to say level up. How are you actually going to level up by having these prices and these services? Because some services you should not be doing. Kashana, you should not be doing a... You should not be taking a 13 by 4 frontal and redoing a wig. That is above your skill set.
Yeah, so I'm glad you just said that because one of the things that I plan to do when I give this unit back to the client is actually tell her about the services that I do provide and the pricing. And if it doesn't fall... If what she's looking for doesn't fall in my services, then we won't be doing business anymore because it just wouldn't be feasible for me moving forward. Because just even talking to you, Danielle, like one of the things that have been draining me is just even dealing with that process of me knowing that I'm working on something that is not even, it just gives me, the gratitude of knowing, hey, I created something pretty, but doesn't give me that fulfillment of being rewarded for what I have done, what I have created.
Okay. You are a very sensitive artist. We are the most sensitive of sensitive. You know, you, me, I'm Mr. Sensitive. I cry all the time. But I think we have to come to a point where we are not a charity. And what you're doing, yes, you're doing the God's work, but you don't have the God's church to reinvest in that. Okay. So you have to open up a 401c3 to be a nonprofit so that this is, or you're going to have to charge a business. And I think what we are doing as artists, we forget that the business comes first. The business, whatever business it is, whatever you want to call it, like, you know, whatever business, that comes first. We are here supporting that business so that we can get money to keep that business going. Say you had like 9 other employees. It does not matter that Sally Lou Who over here is not up to speed with her ventilating because at the end of the day, the business is going to suffer. You know, I was listening to Alex something or other, and he was talking about how the business has to keep going. So our goals need to be business oriented. Mm-hmm. All of the things we do need to be for the business. I know you're still trying to do ventilating because that's what you love. But at the end of the day, you need to pay the bills. I know this is your side hustle too. So I know a lot of people are in that same situation that this is your side hustle. But to be honest.
Yeah, but even though it's the side hustle, Daniel, I don't want to think of it as a side hustle. Like in my head, it's not my side hustle. You know, that's just what it is. But that's not how I look at it, you know. And you're right. In some instances, I do because I wouldn't charge $500 if it wasn't my side hustle. If I needed to eat, I wouldn't be charging $500. So you do have a point. Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't want you to not love what you do either. Because I know there are some things in the business that we are not going to do. Like we don't love the whole part of it. Right. And you only want to do the fun things. And that's not business. That's called arts and crafts. Okay. And what you've done with this, because I only watch you do one wig. So I'm assuming this is what you do. This is the pattern you go down. I know you have over $10,000 of hair on the floor, somewhere in a drawer that are waiting for a photo shoot to happen so you can promote what you're doing. Yet you are taking on a total refurbish. It is like someone going to a mechanic and giving them a hijacked car with no wheels and no engine and say, make it good. Here's $50. So this is the business. And I want you to really please think about the business end. Don't forget that part. Unless you do like doing things for free, you know, and I get it. There are times that you need to, but this is not the time.
No, that is the issue.
Okay, this is not the time. I don't know who anointed you wig helper of the universe, but this is
helper
not
of the universe. Just call me helper of the universe.
Yeah, I have a lot of wigs I will send your way so you can do them for nickels on the dime. Okay.
Just let me do that. Just let me stop.
Now, we went over a lot. We went over a ton. And also, this is like also a little preemptive. We did have a whole day yesterday of me grilling you for filth as you were working on this wig. And yes, they always do come out beautiful. So remember that. Remember that. Because I think I stopped you in the middle of you ventilating, adding more hair in a section. And I'm like, what are you doing? Why are you going back? Because you did not want to do the job you were hired to do because you hate that job. You would rather go back in between hairs in a wig and put more hair than do the $400 job, $500 job that your business needed to do.
Daniel, that is so crazy because I'm not kidding you. If you didn't say anything yesterday, I totally put that to the back of my, brain about that, working on that wig. And yeah, so I'm glad you kind of brought it up so I can get it out of my house, get it back to the client. But
I also want you to learn from this, Gashauna. I don't want you just do it to get it done. Cause you are one of those workhorses. Get it done. Give it out. Take the money. Keep it going. I'm holding you to it. This accountability, I'm holding you to it. I did not bring you, I'm not interviewing you and putting you in such, I know you hate doing this. You hate being on camera. You hate showing your face. But I want you not just to share your story, but I want you to learn from it. I talking about this isn't helping me, right? To be honest, this is not helping me. And I want you to thrive. And if I can help you thrive, I'm going to be there knocking at your door. Well, I don't know about where. I will be FaceTiming you and you'll be ignoring me many of time.
Because I'm busy.
Yeah, very busy. Busy.
I'm going to be on a trip.
Yeah, now she's on a trip.
I'm going to be on a yacht just chilling.
Yeah.
No service.
Yeah, four wigs. Uh-huh. Giving out free wigs, yes, on the yacht, throwing your wigs in the ocean. So, another point I want to make for everyone, because there are other wig hackers that I will be talking to about other points, but the one that you really bring up to me, you are letting your client dictate your business. You are giving them so much power in your business that it is now time to take it back.
Yeah, I agree.
And that's just educating them. That's educating them. That's bringing them up to that next level to really show them what you do.
Yeah.
You know, so that's where you have your videos on on any social platform at this point, you can have a whole thing. This is what, here's the process that is going to be done for you. Let me know. And you can also put this as, well, what service do you need? Remember how I have my good old template block, which I don't know if you even looked at it during this last wig you did.
In the what?
In this last wig you did, because you said, I'm going to keep this section right here.
Which section?
I'm going to redo the rest. For those that are listening, I have my wig head block, so you should go over and watch the video on YouTube. Literally kept basically a 4x4 inch in the back of the most rattiest wig I've ever seen in my career, and she replaced everything else.
She's right here.
Yeah, it's nared out. That is more than a pinky width.
It's what? It's what, more than a pinky? Let me get my tape measure.
So keep this. Look at, she has to show me. And I love it. I do, and I want you to learn. I want you to really.
I actually took out less this time. I think this is the least amount of hair I ever took out when I did a nail.
I am so excited for you.
Because I heard you in my ear when I was putting the narrow.
I get that a lot, actually. Okay, Shauna, I want you to, what is something that you would tell your younger self during this wig making journey that you've been on?
Stop trying to be a perfectionist. I think I spent a lot of time trying to be a perfectionist at this craft, and just in general, just in anything that I do. So I'll definitely tell my younger self, stop trying to be a perfectionist and just do it. Just do it. Like, just put it out there and be more fearless. That's it right there. Be more fearless.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Oh, I love that. I love that. I love it a lot. So thank you so much for coming on and being like vulnerable to the wig hacker world and other wig hackers and wig enthusiasts and inspirers. Because I know you have helped inspire not just me, but other people to do the best they can. And almost everyone out there, if you are on this journey, know that your best perfect wig, no one has the amount of money for it.
I know.
So please know that. So, and if there is an issue, they will come back and you'll add more hair into the dang thing. Just make it pretty. Listen to your client and make what they want. Okay, I'm going to stop ranting and raving. So I am going to, Kishana, where can people find you?
You can definitely find me on any social media platform, Prettier You, Prettier_You, and Instagram, or you can just put my name in Kishana Tweed and it should come up.
Boom. I'm going to put all of this in the description below. So make sure you check her out, everyone. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Danielle, for inviting me to the dark side of wigs. I love it.
Yes. Thank you so much for spending your time listening to my podcast. If you learned something or this has inspired you, please share it with a friend, write a review. It really does mean the world to me. Don't forget to sign up for the Wig Hackers community so that you can keep your wig making skills sharp and on point to work smarter, not harder. All right, everybody, till next time. Toots magoots.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.